Hello there, and welcome to Grimm Reading, where each episode we read and review a Brothers Grimm tale. My name is Matthew Hughes, and with me on this journey is my friend and co-host, Mr. Adam Field. This week on Grimm Reading.
The Three Little Men in the Wood!
I think this story is certified Grimm.
Our first
one. I was umming and ahhing about it. I think I'm going to certify it Grimm. It contains excessive violence, I would consider.
Excessive violence?
Excessive violence.
More than necessary.
Way more than necessary. Seriously, okay. Just wait. If there are young children listening, which is highly unlikely, but if there are, you might want to
skip this episode.
Or listen to it first and then decide if it's appropriate.
Right, yeah. Or just if the faint of heart,
you can't handle it.
If you can't handle it, get out the kitchen.
If the heat's too hot, stop cooking.
Yes. Yeah, turn the heating down.
All right, the three little men in the wood.
I'm excited.
There was once a man whose wife died, and a woman whose husband died. And the man had a daughter, and the woman also had a daughter. The girls were acquainted with each other and went out walking together, and afterwards came to the woman in her house. Then she said to the man's daughter, "Listen, tell your father that I would like to marry him, and then you shall wash yourself in milk every morning and drink wine. But my own daughter shall wash herself in water and drink water." Are you following? That's quite confusing.
Right, so there's a lot of setup there, right? Man, he's lost his wife. Mm-hmm. Woman, she's lost her husband. Each got a daughter. They're friends. They're going to the woman and she's saying, "I want your dad."
Exactly.
Little bit confused. One of them's going to wash in milk.
Yeah,
why is that a good thing?
I know. Apparently it is. I don't know if that's historically
you're
accurate.
You're asking for some sort of like nasty infection, I think. But okay, right.
So she says, If I marry your father, you will wash in milk every day and drink wine. And my own daughter, so your friend, will drink water and wash in water. So you'll get a good deal and my daughter will get a bad deal.
Why though?
If I marry your father...
I'll make it worth your while. Okay.
Okay, you following?
I think so,
it is a bit confusing.
Yeah.
The girl went home and told her father what the woman had said. And the father said, "What shall I do? Marriage is a joy and also a torment." At length, he could come to no decision. So he pulled off his boot and he said to his daughter, "Take this boot. It has a hole in the sole of it. Go with it up to the loft, hang it on the big nail, and then pour water into it. If it holds the water, then I will again take a wife. But if it runs through, I will not." So he's saying, take my boot up, fill it up with water. There's a hole in it. So he's assuming, I guess, that the water will run through it and he won't have to take a wife.
Right.
But if
he's not just using it like you'd use a dice to make a decision.
No,
like,
it's more elaborate.
He's almost certain of the outcome of this.
I guess so. I would be.
Yeah. If a boot's got a hole in it, it's going to leak. Yeah, that's fair enough. Okay.
Because marriage is a joy and also a torment.
It's a torment. It's quite extreme.
He's really boiled it down.
Yes. It's like life.
The girl did as she was ordered, but the water drew the hole together and the boot became full to the top. She informed her father how it had turned out. Then he himself went up, because he was a bit dubious. He's like, hang on. And when he saw that she was right, he went to the widow and wooed her, and the wedding was celebrated.
Whoa! I mean,
Jumping ahead.
If this was a film, I'd say you've missed something out there. He wooed her, and the wedding was lovely. Great. That's good.
The end. So now he's married to the widow. The two girls are sisters. So let's see how that pans out.
Nice.
The next morning, I think after the wedding, when the two girls got up, there stood before the man's daughter milk for her to wash in and wine for her to drink. And before the woman's daughter stood water to wash and to drink. On the second morning, again, stood milk for washing and wine for drinking before the man's daughter, as well as water for the woman's daughter. And on the third morning stood water for washing and water for drinking for our girl, the man's daughter, and milk for washing and wine for drinking before the woman's daughter. So for 2 days she got her wine and her milk.
Oh, now it's switched. See, I lost track of it there.
It's flipped over.
Okay, she's been sneaky there.
Not only has the girl now got water to drink and bathe, the woman has become bitterly unkind to her stepdaughter, and day by day did her best to treat her still worse. She was always envious because her stepdaughter was beautiful and lovable, and her own daughter ugly and repulsive.
Wow! Wow! Ugly and repulsive. Terrible review there from her own mum.
Now, it's midwinter. Everything's frozen hard as a stone, and the hill and vale lay covered with snow. And the woman concocted an evil, dastardly plan.
Ooh.
So she's made a paper frock for her stepdaughter, and she said to her stepdaughter, "Here, put this dress on and go out into the wood and fetch me a little basket full of strawberries. I have a fancy for some." "Good heavens," said the girl. "No strawberries grow in winter.
The ground..." I was just going to suggest this. Yeah, it's winter.
"The ground is frozen, and besides, the snow has covered everything. And why am I to go in a paper frock?"
Fair question.
"It's so cold outside that one's very breath freezes. The wind will blow through the frock, and the thorns will tear it off my body." "Will you contradict me again?" said the stepmother.
"Ooh.
See that you go, and do not show your face again until you have the basket full of strawberries." So she gave her stepdaughter, a little piece of hard bread and said, "This will last you the day," and thought to herself, "You will die of cold and hunger outside and will never be seen by me again." You have to laugh when you
think an evil laugh is appropriate in that.
Yeah, you even think the evil laugh.
Yeah.
So our maiden was obedient, and she put on her paper frock and went outside with the basket. And far and wide, there was nothing but snow, and not a green blade to be seen. When she got into the wood, she saw a small house, out of which peeped three elves.
Oh, hello.
She wished them good day, and knocked modestly at the door. They cried, "Come in!" That's how elves talk.
That is how they talk, yeah.
And she entered the room and seated herself on the bench by the stove, where she began to warm herself and eat her breakfast. The elves said, "Give us too some of it." "Willingly," said the girl, and divided her bit of bread in two and gave them the half.
What a nice person.
It is nice. I mean, she's given half the bread to three and kept half herself. Still, yeah, it's
still
her
bread. I mean,
after all.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
They are.
And they're small. They don't need as much.
"What are you doing in the forest in the wintertime in your thin dress?" "Ah," she answered, "I am to look for a basket full of strawberries, and I'm not to go home until I can take them with me." Now, when she's finished off her breakfast, the elves gave her a broom and said, "Sweep away the snow at the back door with it." And when she'd gone outside, they had a little chat with each other and said, "What should we give her? She is so good and has shared her bread with us." The first elf said, "My gift is that she shall every day grow more beautiful." That's a good gift.
Really great. I'd like that.
Every day you turn more beautiful. That's terrifying.
Yeah, but that,
after 5 years.
It's like no end to it. That's, I mean,
but that's not
that's true.
Like, how does it?
Is there a limit to human beauty?
Well, that's it. Is it like a pyramid? Is it like a perfect specimen?
A point at the top?
Or is that how beauty works? Well, interesting.
Ask more questions than their answers.
I think we'll meditate on that at the end.
Yeah, I think so.
That's just the first gift.
Wow, I'm excited for the other two.
Second elf said, "My gift is that gold pieces shall fall out of her mouth every time she speaks."
That is going to get awkward real fast.
The third elf said, "My gift is that a king shall come and take her as a wife." The girl did as the little men had bidden her, swept away the snow behind the little house with the broom, and what did she find but real ripe strawberries?
Oh, nice.
Which came up quite dark red out of the snow. So she gathers her berries in her basket, shakes the little men's hands, and runs home to her stepmother. Now, when she went in and said good evening, a piece of gold fell out of her mouth. Thereupon, she related what had happened to her in the wood. But with every word she spoke, gold pieces fell out of her mouth.
Did she put the first foot down and go, "That was weird. Anyway, my day."
Very soon, the whole room is covered in gold. She's really
she's
a bit of a chatterbox.
Yeah.
"Now look at her arrogance," cried the stepsister, "to throw about gold in that way." But the stepsister was secretly envious of it and wanted to go into the forest and get her own strawberries. And the mother said to her, "No, my dear little daughter, it is too cold. You might die of cold." However, the daughter was desperate. She was like, "I'm going into the forest like my stepsister."
Because she wanted strawberries.
She wanted strawberries and she wanted the gold and she wanted to be beautiful.
Right.
The mother at last yielded and made her a magnificent dress of fur, so she'll be warm, unlike the paper frog.
Paper, yeah.
which she put on, and then she gave her daughter bread and butter and cake, loads of food and a fur coat. The girl went straight into the forest and immediately came upon the little house.
Yep.
And the three elves peeped out again.
Hello. I guess
they opened the window and peep out. But she didn't greet them.
Mm.
And without even looking at them, and without speaking to them, she went into the room awkwardly and seated herself by the stove and began to eat her bread and butter and cake. "Give us some of it," cried the little men. But she replied, "There's not enough for myself, so how can I give it away to other people? Duh."
I don't like this girl.
When she had finished eating, they said, "There is a broom for you. Sweep all clean for us outside by the back door." "Humph, sweep for yourselves," she answered. "I'm not your servant." And when she saw that they were not going to give her anything, she headed out in a humph. Then the little men said to each other, "What shall we give her? She is so naughty and has a wicked, envious heart that will never let her do a good deed for anyone." And the first said, well, I mean, can you even imagine what they're going to give her?
I can't imagine. It's going to be bad, isn't it?
"I want her to grow uglier every day."
I can see where this is going. she's already ugly and repulsive, so this is not a good day for her.
The second elf said,
"All loads of gold going to fall back into her mouth every time she speaks."
"I grant that every word she says, a toad shall spring out of her mouth."
Oh, no, that is bad, isn't it? Oh, you would not want that. The thought of that is truly grim.
The third said, "I want that she may die a miserable death."
wait.
Brutal.
So she grows ugly every day. That's the opposite of growing more beautiful.
Yeah.
A toad comes out of her mouth every time she speaks. Yeah. That's the opposite of gold coming out.
Pretty much.
And dying a miserable death is the opposite to being married with a king.
I'd settle for just marry a normal person.
Just a normal
and
person.
Die normally.
Yeah, me too.
So the maiden went outside in a humph, but she was looking for the strawberries everywhere. Mm. She didn't find any. She headed home angrily. She got home, and when she opened her mouth and was about to tell her mother what had happened to her in the wood, with every word she said, a toad sprang out so that everyone was seized with the horror of her. Then the stepmother was still more enraged and thought of nothing but how to do every possible injury to the man's daughter, whose beauty somehow grew daily greater. At length, she took a cauldron, set it on the fire, and boiled yarn in it. When it was boiled, she flung it on the poor girl's shoulder and gave her an axe in order that she might go onto the frozen river, cut a hole in the ice, and rinse the yarn. She was obedient, went and cut a hole in the ice, and when she was in the midst of her cutting, a splendid carriage came driving up, in which sat the king.
Oh, nice.
The carriage stopped, and the king said, "Whoa, my child, who are you, and what are you doing here?" "I'm a poor girl, and I'm rinsing yarn."
Now, that is a good chat-up line.
The king felt compassion, and when he saw that she was very beautiful, he said to her, "Will you go away with me?" "Ah, yes, with all my heart," she answered, for she was glad to get away from her mother and sister.
That's fair enough.
I would be.
Yeah, me too.
Blimey.
Where's the dad in all this?
He's trying to fix his bloody boot.
It's really annoying.
So she got into the carriage and drove away with the king. And when they arrived at his palace, the wedding was celebrated with great pomp, as the little men had granted to the maiden. I don't remember them saying it would be a great wedding.
No, just, yeah.
When the year was over, the queen bore a son. And now the stepmother hears how well the queen's doing. And she came with her daughter to the palace, the ugly and repulsive toady one.
Yep.
And they pretended that they wanted to pay her a visit. However, when the king had gone out and no one else was present, the wicked woman seized the queen by the head and the daughter seized her by the feet, and they lifted her out of the bed and threw her out of the window into the stream which flowed by.
Whoa.
So they're trying to kill her. They've thrown her into the river
bad.
Out of the castle. Now the ugly daughter laid herself in the bed and the old woman covered her up over her head. And when the king came home again and wanted to speak to his wife, the old woman cried, "Hush, hush, that can't be now. She's lying in a violent perspiration. You must let her rest today."
Violent perspiration? She's violently sweating.
Yeah, that explains the
the sheet over her.
That does not look like my wife. Now, the king didn't suspect anything untoward at this point, and he didn't come back again until the next morning. And as he talked with his wife and she answered him, with every word a toad leaped out, whereas formerly a piece of gold had fallen out.
Yeah.
Then he said, "Well, what's going on here?" to the old woman. And she said, no, it's the violent perspiration. Don't worry, she'll lose that again and all will be well. Right, this is where it gets trippy.
Mm.
During the night, the kitchen boy saw a duck come swimming up in the gutter. And it said, I think this is meant to be a song. King, what are you doing? Are you awake or slumbering? And as he returned no answer, it said, My guests, what about them? The kitchen boy said, They are sleeping soundly too. Then it asked again, What of my little baby mine? He answered, Asleep in her cradle.
What's that translated from Japanese?
That was Google translated, I yes. think. What? Wait, hang on. Maybe this will clear it up.
Yeah.
Then she went upstairs in the form of the queen. So the duck has turned into the queen. Nursed the baby, shook up its little bed, covered it, and then swam away again down the gutter in the shape of a duck. And she came thus for 2 nights. On the third, she said to the kitchen boy, Go and tell the king to take his sword and swing it 3 times over me on the threshold. Then the kitchen boy ran and told this to the king, who came with his sword and swung it thrice over the spirit. And at the third time, his wife stood before him, strong, alive, and as healthy as she had been before.
Oh, good.
At this, the king was full of great joy. But he kept the queen hidden in a chamber until the Sunday when the baby was to be christened. So the king is now privy to everything that's going on, right? He knows that the woman in his wife's bed is not his wife.
Yeah.
There's something murky has been going on here.
Yep.
And that his wife had actually become a duck.
Wow.
Now, the child's christening, this is where it all goes
this
down.
This is amazing.
The child's christening, he said, What does a person deserve who drags another out of bed and throws him in the water? The wretch deserves nothing better, answered the old woman, than to be taken out and put in a barrel, stuck full of nails, and rolled downhill into the water. Then, said the king, you have pronounced your own sentence.
Oh, he stitched it right up.
And he ordered such a barrel to be brought, and the old woman to be put into it with her daughter. And then the top was hammered on, and the barrel rolled downhill until it went into the river. The end. See what I mean about extreme cruelty?
Yes, that's like something out of Saw.
That is dark.
That is really dark. That was a proper thriller with twists and turns.
That's the first one we've had with like elves, kings, princesses,
yes.
magic.
Violent deaths.
Violence.
Yeah, like
strawberries.
Betrayals and like comebacks and
nasty stepmother.
Yeah. Yes, classic.
That's
nice.
Ugly stepsister.
Yeah.
We're properly into fairy tales now.
That was great.
Maybe you could like give a sum up the story as you...
Start. I mean, so I've done that for the ones so far. This is going to be more difficult, I think, because a lot happened. A lot happened. So here we go. Two widows, one of them male, one of them female, each got a daughter.
A widow and a widower.
Yeah, they get married. He's very absent in the whole relationship, I feel. The wife hates the mum hates the stepdaughter because she's beautiful.
Yeah.
And quite a nice person, I think. She's just, she's forced to go off into the woods wearing a paper dress.
Yeah.
She goes off to get strawberries in the middle of winter, finds some elves, gives them half of her bread, which was very dry and hard. So, but they were grateful, of course, naturally.
Yeah.
They give her some strawberries and... Well, yeah, they're not wishes. What do you call
them?
They
were just like, what should we give her? Because she's so bloody
just
nice.
Just like sort of magical presents.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Best Christmas ever.
Yes.
To be honest, I don't think I'd want those gifts.
So...
They're not actually good.
Well, I wouldn't want to marry a king.
Or even a queen.
Or even a queen.
Yeah.
Like, it's got nothing
Meghan
to do
Markle.
With, like, yeah, just...
I feel a bit sorry for Meghan Markle right now.
Because she's marrying Prince Harry.
Well, no, he's a lovely bloke, but I don't want to get all that.
No.
All that comes with it.
She knows what she's in for, right?
Probably, yeah. She's not like this princess.
No.
That is not Meghan Markle.
No, she's not just too polite to say no.
Do you think Meghan Markle went to get some strawberries in
yes.
the woods?
Suddenly, she's marrying a prince, spitting straight gold.
Do you think that's why she doesn't speak in public?
Yes. She doesn't vomit gold everywhere.
I don't think I'd want to get more beautiful every day. That just seems like it's just escalating like exponentially. Like, it just, that's a curse to me.
to be constantly getting and better looking, yeah.
In my mind, there's not like a sort of, yeah, hierarchy of beauty. I mean, to some extent, there is. Yeah. And that's culturally decided as well. What is beauty
and
what
isn't. Yeah, it's subjective, so...
Yeah, exactly. Like, but even within your own subjectiveness, there's not a pinnacle. There's not like that's the most beautiful person
just people that
you could possibly have.
Attractive in different ways.
I don't like those. But then, actually, having a toe, that's got to be worse.
Oh, definitely. Also,
that flavour.
The flavour is it's the worst flavour. Worst Walker's flavour ever. But also, I'd just like to point out that toads' backs secrete poison. So she's poisoning herself.
Well,
every
I think
day.
You're thinking of like the Amazon jungle. This is like
a
rural Germany.
Maybe
it's
I'm wrong.
Probably not. Yeah.
Poisonous toads? I don't know.
Email
us. are like old German toads poisonous? Grim reading podcast at gmail.com.
So she
goes back.
Yeah.
Fills up the kitchen with gold very quickly.
Yeah, she's just yabbering.
The other girl is jealous, her sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Wait, they were friends before this. That's really sad. I've just twigged. Wow.
Right.
That's a whole other layer to this story, that they they started as friends before all of this. The central relationship in the whole story is their friendship. Without that, none of it would have happened.
That's an interesting perspective. Maybe in a bit I'll tell you about the 1812 version.
Okay.
Because it's very different from the version I just read you. So the 1812 version is the very first version of the Brothers Grimm in German. And the brothers changed the stories a lot.
Yeah.
And it's very different. There's nothing about them being friends at the beginning.
Oh, really?
No.
This was a later edition?
This was the later edition.
Okay.
That they were friends. Completely unnecessary.
It is unnecessary, isn't it?
The 1812 starts with like, a man's thinking, shall I get married again? Go fill up my boot with water. And then she fills it up with water. And he's like, all right, I'll go get married. And then he gets married. And then that's how they meet each other.
Right.
So there's nothing about them being friends.
That actually makes more sense in a way. Like, that's a bit more serendipitous, isn't it? Like,
the first version is more streamlined. Shall I tell you about the other differences in the first version?
Yeah, please do.
So there's nothing about the girls being friends and the stepmother going, oh, I want to marry your dad. So in the story we just read, she just walks into the elves' house. That doesn't happen in the one. They say hello to each other, and then they say, just go in the garden and sweep up. The gifts are slightly different as well. So the gifts for the main girl are the same, but the gifts for the naughty girl are different.
The naughty girl! The ugly and repulsive
one. The ugly, repulsive girl.
Yeah.
She'll grow uglier every day, die a miserable death, but there's nothing about the toad. What the other gift is that she will freeze as if her coat was made of paper.
Ooh, a nice, like, little ironic twist.
There's nothing about the sister and the queen pretending to be the actual queen. All they do is they just go and throw her out the window. There's nothing about her getting in the bed.
Oh, really?
And, like, yeah, that was later added by
the
Grimms.
Go straight in and chuck her out.
Yeah, they go straight in and chuck her out. Then the duck comes in, and the song makes more sense. In the first version.
What's the song in this version?
All my guests now sound asleep. The boy answered, yes indeed, you can't hear a peep. How about that baby of mine? He's asleep and doing just fine. And the ending is different as well.
Okay.
So in our one, they're nailed into a barrel and thrown in the river. And in the original one, I really like it. It's a different form of punishment. The duplicity of the stepmother and her daughter was now clear as day, and they were cast into the forest to be devoured by wild animals.
Nice. Just chucked in there and let the animals eat them.
Yeah. So that's the difference with the first. So very different.
That is very different. I mean, the Brothers Grimm have at some point gone, no, that death just won't do. We need it more gruesome. Barrel with nails in? Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, do you remember I told you they like turned up the violence? They made it more violent.
It's like more American, less sex, more violence. Yes, so she's gone back home. Stepsister's jealous. She's going to go out. But her mum goes, you're not going out without a lovely fur coat. And what's she give her? A bread, butter, cake.
That's it.
Bish, bash, bosh. So she goes out, finds the elves, walks awkwardly into the house.
Just walks in.
Very awkward.
Uninvited.
I can imagine that being a really extended scene of just long, awkward pauses.
But it literally says in the book, awkwardly walks. Yeah. And also, so she walks up to the house. They say, good day. She just doesn't say anything and walks into the house.
Like she's got quite a sense of an entitlement, perhaps.
Just starts eating her cake. Can we have some? No.
No, it's barely enough for me. So she goes off. They ask her to sweep the garden. She's like, no. She goes home. She starts spitting toads everywhere.
Yeah.
Getting really ugly. Oh. And she's going to die a violent death and it all comes full circle. Which is,
hey!
Oh, this is a layered story. I don't know. The mum hates the stepdaughter. She's getting really, really peed off because her stepdaughter is getting so beautiful.
Yeah.
Like ridiculously.
It's just
beautiful.
Off the charts.
Yeah, like, probably so beautiful it's beyond human comprehension. You know, like, we can only see in three dimensions. It's like.
But without. That doesn't stop her still being beautiful.
No. She's still, like.
Your mind is expanding as we're looking
exactly,
at her.
Exactly.
To fit in.
Opening up new worlds. So she goes off. Oh, right. She boils yarn. I mean, I'm still confused at this point. Why you boil yarn and why it needs rinsing. But, okay.
She dye it.
Oh, right.
I don't know.
Did she mean to hit her shoulder? Was she a bad aim?
I think so, yeah.
So she's... Go on, rinse that in the ice. Gives her an axe. She goes off, rinses the yarn. King comes along. He's like, hello.
Well, hello.
Hello. What are you doing? And she goes, boiling some yarn. What are you doing? He goes, I want to marry you. She goes, yes, please.
Absolutely.
I'm well up for that. He takes her off. They they arrive at the kingdom or whatever it is, the castle, the big castle. The king's headquarters. They get married a year later. She's with a child. So she gives birth. They come in, throw her out the window into the river.
Yeah.
Then she hides.
Not even small talk.
The ugly, repulsive daughter who, day by day, is getting more ugly and more repulsive in the bed. I'm not sure what the end game there is. What's she hoping for?
It was added later, that thing.
Right.
Because it wasn't in the first version of this story. So I don't know. I don't know what the end game there is.
She comes back in the form of a duck, not explained.
Nope.
She's just a duck.
I have to get some magic.
Yeah.
The king has to swing his sword over her.
Three times.
Yeah.
I was worried the third time she was going to turn into a princess. She's going to accidentally just head off.
You know, the king might have thought, I'm not swinging my
sword
over a duck.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm going back to bed, you plonker. Yeah. But he didn't, and good for him. Then once he's aware of the full story, then... You know what's going to... I mean, you know something bad's in store for the old woman and the ugly, repulsive woman. And basically, he very cleverly got her to pick her own fate. Barrel of nails. So I assume that...
No, it's in...
Not full of nails, but that they were nailed into a barrel and the nails were stuck in the barrel, so as they rolled down, they were gored... That's what I thought.
That's not what I thought.
That's
extra
what I thought.
Grim.
That is extra grim.
I didn't think that. That is
That's
that
why
is
I said
twisted.
It's like something out of Saw, because that's what I...
No, it just says...
Check what it says.
He ordered... No, it just says, and then the top was hammered on...
No, before that.
Ah, okay, yeah. The wretch deserves nothing better than to be taken and put in a barrel stuck full of nails.
See?
Ugh.
See? I'm not kidding.
Oh, that's horrible.
So as they're rolling down into the river...
Yeah. I'm glad I certified this grim.
It really is grim.
Whew. But we've got... So we've got, like, motif-wise, we've got substitute bride, which comes up a lot, I think, in fairy tales. And then you've also got this thing of the kind girl being rewarded and the nasty girl being punished. But you also have, of course, the whole idea that beauty is good and
ugliness
is bad.
I was just
going to
say this, like... The nice, virtuous girl is the attractive one, and the nasty, capricious one is ugly and repulsive. So,
You always get that.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have a version where you have
the opposite.
Ugly,
lovely one.
Yeah. But you know, you do have that concept of ugliness is bad, and beauty is good. It's interesting. I wonder where that dates back to. It's, you know, because that's not a real. That doesn't exist in nature.
No, of course. You know? No.
It's interesting that. A bit sad.
It's really sad.
What do you reckon then? Rating.
This is going to be a high one. It's still early days, and the standard could go dramatically up or could stay the same. It could go down. So I don't know. But you have to just go on what you base it on what you know already. And I think this is a 9.
I think you know what put me off? The whole duck thing.
Did she come across more elves? Or
no. You know what? My favourite part of this whole story is the elves and the strawberries. I love all
that's
that.
That's great, yeah.
Now, this story has also been called The Three Dwarves in the Forest, The Three Little Gnomes in the Forest, and in this version it's The Three Little Men in the Wood. So it's Three Little Men. So I got in touch with that professor again.
Yes. Yeah, so this is... what's he a professor of?
I think he specialises in German literature and culture.
Right.
At Oxford. But basically, I just said to him... So I found that in the Grimm's version, it's written as Mannlein. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. And I said, is that little men? But can it also mean... you know, dwarf or elf. He said, no, that only means men, little men.
Right.
He said, Zwerg is dwarf. Z-W-E-R-G. So it should be little men in the woods. However, I didn't want to, like, bombard him with questions because in here they become elves. It says they're little elves in the wood. So I don't know if that's the... If they were always just called little men.
That change occurred in the English translation or the original,
And also, what's also interesting here is that it starts... They start being called the daughter and the daughter, the woman and the man. But then they sort of change. The woman becomes stepmother. She's referred to as the stepmother. They don't have names.
Yeah.
Then at some point, at the very end, she's referred to as the old woman. So she's like transformed from mother to stepmother to the old woman. And our daughter becomes the maiden. She starts being called the maiden,
right,
then
so
the queen.
I think at some point in the story, she becomes the central character and it becomes about her, doesn't it? The beautiful daughter.
Yeah.
So at which point she becomes stepmother. As in the other woman. Yeah. She stops being whatever she was.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, I see. So as it... But you've got to keep up with that.
You've got to have your wits about you.
I think because of the ducks and because of everything else, I'm going to give it 8.5.
8.5.
But a pretty high score.
That is high.
That's the highest. We've got 9 and 8.5. That's got to be a winner at the moment.
It's a front runner right now,
That is an absolute front runner. Love that story.
That was delightful.
Well, next up, we've got The Girl Without Hands.
I am excited for this one. So excited.
Yeah. Well, it's a very hot day today, but I might go out and pick some wild fruits and strawberries from the forest nearby.
Please do. I mean, it's the middle of winter, but...
it's boiling out, isn't it?
It is really quite hot. Probably but the fire is lovely. As always.
But I'll go get some strawberries from the forest and report back. See you next time.
See you then.